بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So how was the experience with the video?
Oh my
God. Huh? Can you please speak on this?
Yeah.
Oh. The video was wonderful, so lifelike. It made me feel like I was almost there. It made me want to be able to view it again.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me a lot of information, things that I didn't know.
Yes, and like what, for example?
Well, I didn't know that all the freedoms that it talked about for women, for Islam, I wasn't aware of that. Or everybody the same, different races, and freedoms for everybody, getting rid of slavery. I wasn't aware of all of that.
Yes.
So I enjoyed it 110%.
110%, wow.
110%,
that's
yeah.
an awesome feedback.
Yeah.
Right? So the video, how was it?
The video was fantastic. You couldn't ask for more. It was so lifelike. It felt like you were really there. You like it?
It's fine.
Yeah?
Just fine?
Some information is not right.
What was
about
that?
About the women. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
So what was that? Sorry. Go ahead and take this.
Okay. Some of the information.
Take the mask down so he can hear you.
Yeah, because it's hard to hear.
Oh, I see. Some of the information is not correct.
Okay. For example?
For example, the women are equal to men, and they only prevented that the young girls to be buried. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But not other things.
For example?
No, I'm sorry.
No, for that's example, watching.
That's true. Women in Islam are not equal to men. I'm sorry.
Okay, so there are many, many humongous rights that Islam has given to women, all right?
True.
That these rights were unheard of even in this country, you know, before the last 150 years or so.
They
for
changed.
Example.
Yeah.
Yeah, for example, right? See, in this country, the ladies, they won the right to own property not until 1861 in Illinois, right?
Sure.
So Islamic
but
women...
things changed. But not, you know, what they are telling us. No.
No, what I'm saying to you is coming directly from Islam. So Islam gave women the right to own property. In the 7th century, our country, they gave it in 1861, right? And not just to any women in this country, only the white, Caucasian, married ladies, they won the right. Not the browns and the blacks and, you know, other women. So Islam gave rights to women in the 7th century. Islam gave the right to women to get married without any force, without any compulsion, right? No one can force marriage. Islam gave women the rights to gain education. You know, not until the 1800s in this country.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Gave the women right to education.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in Afghanistan?
Okay, so this mosque open house, it's not about, you know, the cultural practices.
Oh, I'm sorry, but they are Muslims there.
Yeah, yeah, but...
And look at what they're treating women there.
Sure.
And girls. And look what happened to Malaya. How, you know, she wanted to go to school and they shot her in the bus. So
sure.
No,
so if some Muslims are taking away the rights...
A lot of...
So what I'm saying is... So for example, suppose if I say that in this country... There are 92,000 rapes of Christian men on Christian women. Suppose if I say to you that 20% of the ladies here, they go through incest, unfortunately. What if I say to you that there are 7.8 million spousal abuse by Christian men, husbands, on Christian wives, right? What if I say to you that 40,000 suicides...
What does this have to do with education?
No, what I'm saying is that we cannot judge a faith based upon the cultural practices. Just like I don't want to judge, you know, this wonderful country in which majority... Yes.
Okay.
But I hope you're understanding, right? What we are supposed to do is, we are supposed to separate Islam, which is perfect, from the cultural practices
That's
of people.
That's what I was going to say, yes. That you're saying that... The practice of Islam is different from what, it's a different thing than what every sect like here or any place choose to do it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I cannot judge Christianity based upon the Crusades,
right,
based upon Spanish Inquisition, based upon the slavery.
Based on this church or that church.
Or slavery or violence, right? So you have to be, and we have to be careful, because if we start blaming the faith based upon not so good practicing Christians or Muslims or Hindus, then we have to like throw away all the religions, right? What we are saying is Islam is perfect. Look at the wonderful guidance. If some people are not following it, right? The Crusaders, they were Bible believers. They slaughtered like 300,000 innocent Jews and the Muslims, the slave traders. In the name of the Bible, they did what they did. How about the genocide on the Native Americans? It was done in the name of Christianity. I, as a Muslim, I don't want to blame Christianity. I want to blame them.
The people that did.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Yeah. If some Muslims in Afghanistan are doing something wrong, we blame them.
People?
Yes.
No, he just said, if some people.
So then we have to blame
the
them, right? See, what the media does is, it only shows the wrong side of the followers of Islam. So then it gives the perception as if every person is like that.
Instead of the people that did it.
You know, one funny story is this.
Okay.
So I went to Jerusalem, right? I went to Jerusalem just to look at the historical sites with my family.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went up there, one of the ladies, she asked me, okay, you know, Sabil, where are you from? Because she knew I was from the US. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm from Chicago. She became so much concerned, saying that, oh man, I hope you guys are safe. Look at all the violence that you see on the Chicago, the south side, the north side.
Uh-huh.
I was telling her, you know what? Maybe that's only what the media is showing in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the wonderful people in Chicago. Not everyone is involved in gun violence. But media shows, and it appears as if every Chicagoan, every American is like, you know, violent person.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, in Afghanistan, if only the wrong things that people are doing are shown, that means that gives a perception like that. The good and bad apples in the followers of any faith.
Correct? I agree with that.
In any faith, majority of the people are good people. Yeah. They're always, you know, 5%, 2%, 10%, which are always based upon whatever reason.
How about the country percent?
What was that?
A country percent.
No, no, you cannot say that. There are many Jews and Christians living in peace and harmony in Afghanistan. You know, some of the oldest churches and synagogues are in the Muslim countries, in Egypt and Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan. I have been to Pakistan. My in-laws are from Pakistan. Some of the oldest churches in the whole world, they are in Pakistan. Many churches, many synagogues, they are in Afghanistan, right? Even protected now since the last 1400 years. So media does not want to show the positive things of the minorities, how they are living in peace and harmony. Yes, there are always flares, right, here and there. Even in this country, there have been 35 mosques that have been burned down in this country, correct? Nobody knows it. Suppose if that's all that we highlight about the treatment of US to the Muslims just by burning of the mosque, people may think, you know, look at US, how they're oppressing the Muslims. No, this is just a bad apples. So we cannot judge a faith based upon the bad apples of any followers.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you agree at least. So we have to separate the culture from the faith of Islam.
I agree with that.
Thank you very much.
What's good. What's your name?
Sabil.
Sabir.
Yes. Oh, I wish I could put my name.
It was nice meeting you.
And
thank you for the definition and the clarification.
Of course, of course. Because, you know, coming over here, that's the reason we are here, mm-hmm. is to make sure that there may be so many misconceptions, misperceptions people may have. But by us coming together and as a human beings discussing, yes, we may have differences, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a respectable way, discussing differences. What I have found out that we have more things in common compared to the differences. So the main purpose of the open house is to work on the commonalities,
mm-hmm.
to work towards better societies.
I'm glad you had the open house.
And I'm glad you guys came here, all right?
Thank you for coming.
Take care.
Do it again.
Okay, you're always welcome. Bring more friends like her.